This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Today, as President Obama leads the nation in a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and Dr. King's dream speech, news that one of Wall Street's biggest firms has agreed to an historic settlement in a racial discrimination suit. The New York Times reports Merrill Lynch will pay $160 million to 700 black brokers who sued the investment giant for racial bias. Here to discuss the case is The Times' Patrick McGee, and welcome back to WNYC.
Hello.
Plaintiffs in the case say black brokers at Merrill received little or no help from managers and were often ostracized from coworkers. Tell me more about the allegations against the firm.
Well, this came out about 8 years ago now, and what was one of the things that was really interesting was when they got the numbers on how few black brokers there were at Merrill. Merrill was then the biggest brokerage firm based in America. It had 14,000 brokers, but only about a little over 1% of them were African American. And there were whole states, there were 25 or more states in which Merrill didn't have any black brokers. And so the brokers felt that they were alone, they weren't cared for, they weren't really getting much attention from their managers, and they felt that essentially there was a form of racism.
The lawsuit began with one man, George McReynolds, who's actually still with the firm. Tell me about him and what prompted him to launch this civil suit.
Right. Well, he's an interesting character because he's not the typical litigant. He's not very outspoken. He's a soft-spoken man, and I don't think he really saw himself doing something like this, but he sort of suggested he'd got fed up. And one of the things he said to me was that his own children, all of whom are college-educated and at least one of whom is in financial services, told him that they did not want to go to work for Merrill Lynch. They didn't want to come and join him in the business because they'd seen what he'd been through and they didn't want any part of it.
What were the challenges involved in making this a class action lawsuit? I understand that was one of the reasons why this dragged on so long.
Yes. Well, on Wall Street, technically, you, in order to sue your employer, you've got to get a group together and say that we have enough people with similar circumstances that we can bring a class action. Otherwise, you have to arbitrate the case. So in this case, the big fight in court was to get a court to certify that there was indeed a class that had a standing to sue.
This is believed to be the largest sum ever paid to end a racial discrimination suit against an American company. It's more than the $16 million Morgan Stanley agreed to pay in 2008 for similar claims brought by black and Latino brokers. Why is the final sum so high?
Well, these people make a lot of money. Merrill brokers make a lot of money. As one of the judges said, on average, well over $100,000. So if these brokers can persuade, could persuade a judge that they had been prevented from making the kind of money a Merrill broker makes because of their race, we were talking about a lot of money per broker.
What are the changes Merrill is promising to make?
Well, at the time that the case started to get some publicity, Merrill did go on kind of a hiring spree of black trainees, but I'm told that didn't work out very well, that most of those people didn't succeed. The plaintiffs would argue for the same reasons that they've had trouble succeeding. Now, in this agreement that I've become aware of, Merrill's agreeing to a system of advising the firm, these brokers and other people advising the firm on how to make things fairer for blacks and help them succeed at the firm.
Do you think this case and the Morgan Stanley case in 2008 are affecting the culture of race relations at American investment banks?
You know, this seems like a vestige of another time to a lot of people, you know, the idea that blacks are being treated differently. But I don't know that it's changed that much. The brokers I talked to said that they did not feel as though things had changed much at Merrill Lynch in the few years since Bank of America bought the firm. So, you know, maybe things aren't all that different now.
Patrick McGeehan is a reporter with the New York Times. His article on Merrill Lynch and its big payout to settle a racial bias case is in today's edition. Thank you so much.
Thank you.